And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Garrett's Appliance right on the corner of Byron Severn Avenue and 28th Street on the southwest side of town. This place is rocking. We've got about 20 grills out here. We got a half a dozen of them fired up. The rest of them are all for sale. I bet you could buy the hot ones, too. But we're part of the Metro Cruise down here on 28th Street. If you didn't know anything about this, we've been sitting here for about an hour now, and I bet I've watched at least 400 or 500 just awesome-looking different cars, custom
67 classics. Barracuda right there.
Yeah, there's a 67 Cuda just walked by. Here's an old El Camino.
1982.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's just fantastic down here. A lot of fun. If you've never done this, you got a little bit of time on your hands today, just come down to 28th Street. You got any end of it, east or west, but come on out to the west end, because can you not only see great cars, you can get some grilling. And right now, joining us, Bob, who we got, man?
Dale Gears.
Hey.
Garrett's Appliance, the man. The guy that's running and huffing. Pedlin Grills, refrigerators, Wolf, Viking, you name it, it's here at Garrett's. And thanks for having us, Dale.
Hey, no problem. Hey, we're having a lot of fun down here. Hey, look at that old pickup truck right there.
Yeah. Oh, Woody.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. No, we got lots going on. It's a lot of fun. It's a good day to be on 28th Street. We got some Panteras supposed to be here, like six of them, I guess, later today. But, yeah, we got grills on special. We've got...
There goes an old Cadillac by. Look, at there's a fake arm sticking out the back of it. It's an old two-door Caddy with a convertible, and there's an arm sticking out the back of the trunk.
Okay, just restrain yourself, Choppy.
That's great.
We're not having any fun here at all.
No.
It's a great day to be on 28th Street. So, yeah, come on down. We've got smokers. We've got charcoal grills. We actually got a TV special here sitting on the sidewalk, a 50-inch. For $8.99, by Toshiba. We got those little Weber cues for like $139 today. Oh man, we got tons of stuff going on.
The Cajun Grill is smoking away, and Bruce is over there. Bruce Meekoff standing there with spatulas like an authority.
Actually, I think he's got the deep fryer almost ready to put some stuff in there.
Oh boy,
the outdoor deep fryer.
It's going to be a good day to hang out here, and we've got. Dave Engbers here from Founders. I hope you brought more of this all day, because I'm going to be here all day.
Yeah, just the all-morning IPA is what he brought. Yeah.
No breakfast stout?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Coming out in a couple weeks, right? Yeah. Absolutely great. So what are you cooking here today?
You know what? I think we got a little chicken. I think we're doing dogs and brats, of course. That's always a fan favorite. I think there's – I don't know what we're deep frying. What are we deep frying? Onion rings, pickles?
All of that. All of that, great.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are at Garrett's Appliance on the corner of Byron Center and 28th Street. It's the Metro Cruise. It's hot rods and hot grills and cold beer right now, because we're sipping on an all-day session beer from Founders. It's an all-day IPA, and I'm really liking it, Jop. It's for breakfast.
Just not for breakfast anymore, but it is today. hey, Bob, I did a little grilling this week and put together a side dish with new red potatoes. It's a great time right now to get out. Go to these farmer markets. Go to these farmers markets. The Saturdays especially are loaded with these things, and you can find just the freshest, nicest. Bob's got a hole in his lip.
I just missed my mouth.
Completely. That tech shirt looks like it's waterproof. All right. But anyway, it's live radio.
Must have been the orange Mustang. I don't know.
Right. It's live radio. And went to the farmer's market, picked up some red potatoes, and some of the fresh tomatoes that are out right now. I mean, it's prime tomato season, and it sounds like an odd combination, but I cut those red potatoes into little quarters. They're the ones that are a little bit bigger than a golf ball, right? I cut those into quarters, and then I sliced up some tomato, put them in a bowl. I mixed up a little dressing. This is kind of like a potato tomato salad, really easy to do.
Good summer one too, because there's no mayo in it, right?
That's right, yeah. Because all it is a little Dijon mustard, a tablespoon of honey, a tablespoon of olive oil from the Old World Olive Press. I used their garlic olive oil on that, and then I minced up a little bit, just shook up some thyme, some salt and pepper, and then about 3 tablespoons of Dijon mustard. So I had mustard, honey, olive oil, and a little bit of thyme, and I just mixed that together and then tossed those potatoes and tomatoes in that, a little bit of salt and pepper on top. Fabulous salad, really easy to do.
Just a little bit of thyme?
Yeah, not
all
much.
Took, huh?
Didn't take much time. And easy recipe. We'll throw that up on thegrillinguys.com. And so you can check that out later. But it's non-mayonnaise based, so it holds well in the heat. If you're out, again, we're going to bump up against 90 degrees today. So, you know, I wouldn't leave it out in the direct sunlight. But if it sits out for a half hour on the table, you're not going to get anybody sick because you're right, that egg-based, that mayo-based product isn't in there.
That sounds pretty tasty.
It was.
So we have all sorts of Stockyard sauces on sale down here. We've got 100% Pain hot sauce. We got the salsas. You guys have all those products. You got Texas T-Bone, Randy's favorite T-Bone seasoning.
It's absolutely the best.
Also got some lump charcoal.
Nice.
And actually, I think Bruce has got that going.
Yeah, he's got the lump charcoal on the Cajun.
Wood, some flavored wood. Mm-hmm. So lots of stuff for grilling out here. Lots of fun stuff.
And what kind of sale is going on these grills? I noticed you've got all your Weber's and Wolf's and Tech and Cajun and all these grills pulled out here. You got a Timber Ridge deep fryer, which is, if you've never cooked on a real patio deep fryer, this is a real patio deep fryer. I mean, this thing is on a cart. It filters the oil. You reuse the oil. How many times have you used that oil that's in there? 10, 20 times already?
Oh, I would say at least that many times.
And it looks as clear as the first time you started it. That's the beauty of that.
Yeah, it's kind of like an oil filter on a car. You got to let it cool down a little bit before you run it through there. But as soon as the oil cools down, you just open the valve and it'll run through that filter. You recollect it in the jug that it came in, and you can reuse it again because it, in effect, it's an oil filter and it purifies it back. So, and it takes the flavors out of it. Just an amazing little invention.
So if you're in need of a grill, 28th Street and Byron Center, it's the Metro Cruise. Get to Garrett's Appliance. There's grills all over the place. And guess what? We're going to be cooking up as soon as the show stops. We're going to get all these grills fired up, and we're throwing meat on. So if you want to come down and just say hi and check out everything for sale, we might give you a little sample.
Bob, you rolled up here today, and I'm looking over your shoulder, and K&M gave you one of these
Challengers,
these RT with a Hemi in it. You're going to fit right into this Metro Cruise with that thing when you're rolling down through
here. I think that's what they wanted. You know, I told them we were down here, and they go, oh, here, take this. So Tim Noyes down there, K&M Dodge on North Plainfield. Good bunch
Check
of guys.
Check out that GTO right there.
Beautiful. A bunch of good guys. They have like
the old Bronco.
Around 400 cars on the lot there. A lot of Challengers, Chargers. Even see some Vipers there once in a while. But, they sell a lot of minivans. The big deal they're selling now is that Journey, that crossover vehicle. Hot ticket item. So, anyway, Jop, what's coming up in the next segment here? A little Alan Bob's action?
Yeah, we're going to shoot down off 28th Street, down South Division to Alan Bob's, and we're going to talk a little bit about this deer opener that's coming up a little bit more than a month away, but we're going to be tuning up our equipment, talking about getting your bow ready, what to check for, what you can do to tune it up, new sights, new arrow rests, things of that nature, and what to look for to make sure that you're practicing safe, because now's the time to get practice. So stick with us. You listen to the Grilling Guys. We're at the Metro Cruise at Garrett's Appliance, Byron Center and 28th. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.